A McLean County League of Women Voters study indicates McLean County units of government work fairly well together, though there are some revenue challenges ahead. For instance, some rural township leaders are worried they'll have to go back to gravel roads. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Alexis Kalish and Sally Rudolph of the league about their two-year study. The spark for it came from Governor Bruce Rauner's claim that there are too many governmental bodies in Illinois. Kalish says the league wanted to find out why and identify areas of governments are cooperating and doing things together.
The officials that we interviewed, especially at the township level, were very interested in being good stewards of the people's money. They are doing a lot to collaborate already, like in purchase of materials for road repair, sharing of the equipment. So there's a lot going on. I think they're good, practical people, and they get the job done.
What are a couple things that members of the public might not really realize are happening?
I think the road repair is probably one of the biggest. There is a group of staff people who meet regularly. This comes out of the Planning Commission. It's leaders from various parts of the government who get together and discuss issues that are arising in a very informal way so they can do problem solving. We sat in on one of their meetings. That day they weren't handling anything particularly difficult, but they were talking about the signage for bicycles. And it just showed, even though that's not a hugely important task, how important it is for them to cooperate and be similar in their approach.
Any thoughts, Sally?
I wanted to mention the impetus for this study really was this conversation that's been going on for a long time statewide, you know, too many governments in Illinois. And the Governor Rauner got on that and appointed the Lieutenant Governor's task force on that very, very issue. And so it occurred to us that we, the League, should attempt to find out in a way why there are so many governments and if there are any possibilities for less governments. And I think one of our big conclusions in that regard is there's no one-size-fits-all for the state of Illinois. You know, someone at the state level can say there are too many governments, but what does that really mean to DuPage County versus McLean County? And there's huge differences all over the place. So we found, indeed, yes, McLean County has a lot of governments, but it's not necessarily that inefficient.
Are there cases where there are duplicative functions that are clearly subject to an idea that these could be combined, that these taxing bodies could be merged in some fashion?
We didn't really find any. You have to understand that this is a limited study done by 30 volunteers. Other studies that we looked at that have been done statewide had staff and lots more resources than we did. So we can't really point to any real overlap duplication that we found. But that doesn't say they don't exist.
One of the interesting things was there are so many groups that deal with water, and you would think that in that there would be duplication, but we really did not find overlap.
And do they coordinate and talk with each other and communicate in the same way that you were giving the example earlier in an informal fashion among the bicycle signage effort?
There are two groups in the county that we think have a lot of potential for doing more. One is the Mayor's Association, which does include a Bloomington Normal from time to time. We think there's a lot of potential for that organization to discuss. The mayors themselves know the needs better than we for them to discuss it. And then there's also an association of township officials that meet. I think both these groups meet quarterly. And the Township Officials Organization, we attended meetings of both of these groups, and we feel that they could possibly do more to talk to each other and figure out what needs to be done. But we're not telling them what needs to be done because, frankly, we don't know.
How would that look? What would they need to do to make their time together more productive?
The Mayor's Association is one of the meetings that we sat in on. That particular meeting, there were a number of mayors in attendance, but there were also a number who do not attend, or village presidents, whichever. That is one thing. They need to get everybody on board, make everybody feel that this is important to them, of value to them.
It strikes me, though, that you're going to get different elected officials who have lives and who have who are different human beings and have different ideas of their service. And so participation in that sort of joint coordinative effort is going to wax and wane with the people who hold the offices. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to encourage buy-in in a multi-generational elected official fashion?
I think it would be up to them to figure it out, but I think they could.
They have a person in charge now who's relatively dynamic, and hopefully he will be able to bring folks on board. Part of the problem is in the rural communities, there is a challenge to find leadership. So you do see a great variation in how engaged different mayors are.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Alexis Kalish and Sally Rudolph of the League of Women Voters of McLean County. They are respectively a board secretary and team leader and a study leader on this new study of local governments in McLean County. How much needs to be formal and how much needs to be informal?
If we could refer maybe to the Springfield or Sangamon County Citizens Initiative, I think it's CEC they call it, Citizens Efficiency Commission, which was actually formed by referendum down there in 2010. It's interesting because this is 2017, they have the same amount of governments as they had when they started. However, they feel that a lot of progress has been made just by their very existence because two groups have formed, like with the ones we were just talking about, the Mayor's Association and the Township Officials, that formed as a result of their study. And they feel that they have come a long way as far as these governments working together. And they think it's probably a better way to go than actually combining.
And Alexis, you talked about the informality of one of the meetings that you attended, and it wasn't a top-level meeting. Where is the most constructive engagement for a lot of these issues in common to people in McLean County? Is it at the Planning Commission level or the city, village, township subcommittee level, board? Where is the best place for engagement?
All of the above. I think that's what a lot of these studies are finding, that when people with like responsibilities get together and discuss their resources and their responsibilities, that they come up with maybe new and unique ideas to solve their problems.
The study also looked at challenges ahead. Sally?
Well, a big one, maybe the biggest, was limited citizen involvement. Officials, many of them told us that this was the case, that it's very hard to get other citizens engaged in the process of what they're doing for their local governments. And that goes along with the citizens' limited knowledge of governmental services. Another one that was mentioned pretty frequently was limited media coverage of government efforts. Over the decades, we've all noticed, and certainly these governmental officials have noticed, that there's less media coverage. Difficulty finding candidates to run for office in the governments, small governments in particular, even appointments, finding people to accept appointments. And the county board makes a lot of appointments to a lot of the governments in the county, special districts, and it's difficult to. And then the big one in the rural areas, declining funds and declining populations.
One of the reasons we did this study was because there's a lot of talk about the collar communities doing consolidations, and what works for them does not necessarily work for McLean County. We're the largest county geographically. We have like 1,800 miles of road to maintain. With the consolidation of farms, we see the population migrating from the rural communities to the towns and cities. So the tax base is lowering. The motor fuel tax is lowering because of the more fuel-efficient cars. So McLean County has a lot of rural community, and that is particularly challenging and increasingly so.
What is a way to encourage citizen involvement? That's partly a generational thing, partly an artifact of the need for both partners in an adult household to work. There's less time for volunteerism, less time for public service. And so where's the cure for that? Even assuming that you have bodies in an urban area, and we haven't touched on the rural part yet. We'll get back to that.
That's a challenge that is affecting probably every organization that we have, including the League. We do a concerted effort to bring in some of the younger people, the Art Center, the Symphony, bringing in younger folks and supporters. Part of it is keeping up with technology. Part of it is embracing the way that younger people work together. It's difficult for me sometimes because I'm now in the older generation, and I have to think about how other people want to have their life, have their participation go.
Ideally, every local government, all 200 of them in the county, would have some kind of a leadership development plan, how it's going to evolve instead of, you know, the shotgun approach. And we would certainly encourage that. As Alexa says, it's also true of organizations, but very true of these local governments. What's the succession plan here?
Human beings, though, operate often in crisis mode. Certainly, mm-hmm. we've seen that in Springfield and Washington, and I suspect that is true in local grassroots governmental bodies as well. That, oh, who are we going to get to fill this job? Oh, let's look around and get the first available body. It's not easy to look out past that short-term horizon to get that development plan really functional and routine as part of the life of the organization. How do you transfer that from one generation to the next of leaders?
It's so individual. It has to be up to the individual township, the individual water district, the individual fire district. It's very hard to make a general statement, I think.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking about the League of Women Voters Study on Governments. With us are Alexis Kalish and Sally Rudolph. Turning now to the rural area, is McLean County, in your view and in the report writer's view, in danger of having loss of service because of the hollowing of the countryside?
We definitely heard that in regard to road maintenance. It's a big worry out there among the road commissioners and township supervisors that there just won't be the money to maintain the roads if things continue on the path they're on. So that was, I think we heard that worry the most.
And that they might have to reduce the level of treatment that they provide the roads. Rather than having the tar and chip, they might have gravel roads.
How far away are we from that sort of choice?
Maybe not as far as we think. It sounds like something way in the future, but we were hearing some pretty alarming things.
Another area was the tiling in the farmlands was done, in the 1930s, a lot of it, and it's beginning to deteriorate, need to be replaced. So that's another big challenge that's facing the rural areas.
That's up to the landowner, though, isn't it? Or should there be a public role in that?
There's cooperation. There are districts that come together and help determine where that tiling lays.
We should perhaps also identify for people in the urban area that tiling is a subsurface drainage conduit that helps move water around underground the farm field and prevents sodden fields while still allowing for the necessary amount of water. And over time, over a period of decades, those tiles silt in and need to be replaced. Nowadays, they do it with plastic. In the 30s, they did it with terracotta pipes.
We're talking about tiling where there is a governmental unit that's been created. Usually, they were created in the 1920s. And not all the farmland in McLean County is in a district. So if they're in a district, the district does have the ability to assess and improve their district. And I'm sure it gets a little controversial out there at times.
But the public good that results from tiling projects is to maintain arable land or maintain usable land, whether it's public land or private land. Mm-hmm. How big is this issue in McLean County?
We interviewed a couple of water district people, and I think it varies a great deal depending on what's happening in an area. We heard that, you know, one area might need to have this huge expense going on where others can go on for years without too much expense. So it's with this huge county we're in, it varies greatly.
Is there still buy-in to the idea of that as a public good, or is that an education process that's going to have to be renewed all these decades later?
The one official that comes to my mind has been doing it. He's a product, I think, maybe third generation that's been doing this job, and I think he and his predecessors have built up a huge amount of trust among the people in their district that they will make the right decisions and not waste money.
Sally Rudolph and Alexis Kalish of the McLean County League of Women Voters speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. They say one lesson they've learned is that if there's to be a taxing body consolidation, it has to be driven by the people involved. And Rudolph says Sangamon County's experience yielded the insight that it's far easier to have intergovernmental agreements on cooperative ventures than actual consolidation. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM, GLT, and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.